Hello and welcome to this month's Academy show. So we're taking a look at what was released in Beginner Guitar Academy in March. Also giving some member shout outs, people that passed their progress checks, level assessments in March as well, and people that have got their Guitarversaries coming up in April. And like normal, we'll finish up, give a bit of a heads up of what to look forward to this month. So let's dive straight in. And the first thing we can talk about is some member wins. So congratulations to Noah, Nando, Nigel, Art, John, Craig, Raj, all for completing their progress checks this month. And for new students, the numbers after their name is the level they've completed. And in some high levels, there are two progress checks. So you can see in level three, John's passed the first progress check and Craig's just passed the second one. And then Raj has passed the first level four progress check. So signs to look forward to there, guys. Two progress checks in level three and level four. And then for members that have passed levels this month, we've got Noah, Ed, Chris, Dirk, Jacob, Craig, and Scott. So well done to all you guys, obviously on to the next level. If you haven't already, make sure you head over to community and join the level club so you can chat to all the people at the same level as you. And then next, we've got a big shout out to Allegra, who has now graduated Beginner Guitar Academy. Means she has finished all five levels. She's completed the course. And hopefully I'll be doing an interview with Allegra for the podcast pretty soon. So watch out for that. Hopefully that'll be released in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, just a massive shout out to Allegra and congratulations. And on to some guitar anniversaries. So Cassie, Andy, Thomas and Barclay have hit their two-year guitar anniversary. So well done, guys. And Daniel, Paul, Stephen and Thomas have hit their one-year anniversary this April. So well done to you guys. Hopefully many more years to come. And top contributors. So Martin, Scott and Stephen are the top contributors in the forums. So meaning they've been the most active in the forum, posting, answering other people's posts, just interacting. So if you haven't already, make sure you check out the Beginner Guitar Academy community. There's great, some great topics in there every week. There's people posting. There's a section there where you can post your practice so I can keep track of it and you can just be accountable with everyone in the group. There's a place there you can put in performance videos. Obviously, it's a safe space, so everyone's very supportive, but it's a great way of just getting to that next step, getting over that next hurdle. And there's other little bits and pieces in there. There's extra content. It's just a really cool place to go and hang out. So go and check out if you haven't already the community. And yeah, see if you can't become one of the month's top contributors. So now let's move on to some Academy news. So I'm going to share my screen and go through what was released in Beginning of Guitar Academy in March. So the song of the month was Paranoid by Black Sabbath, as it was Metal March. So let me show you where that is. So if you go to top here and you go to songs, you'll see it's at the top here, Paranoid by Black Sabbath. And like normal, we've got the video. I've broken down different sections of the songs. So we've got the solo. We've got all the rhythm parts as well. Then we've got the full tab as well as a play-along video. You've probably seen it before. It's got the scrolling tab with the demo track playing and the backing track as well. So once you've got the song under your fingers, you're ready to put it all together. You can play along the backing track and you are the only guitar player. There's no guitar in the song. So you are Tony Iommi, basically. So if you haven't already, check out Black Sabbath. It's pretty quick, but great for power chords. So really nice one to get your power chords going. It's got a classic little intro riff as well. So yeah, it's a really, really cool song to play. Other things that released, we have a couple of new quick tips. So if you go to dashboard, scroll down and find the quick tips section up here. Because it was middle of March, I did a few metal quick tips for you. So tapping, there's a cool little tapping exercise I go through there. Pinched harmonics and the gallop rhythm. So I had already done, I think, tapping before. I've just updated that video, but these two are brand new. So pinched harmonics and gallop rhythm. So the whole point of the quick tip section is short little tutorials. You can see they're only about 3 minutes long to pick up the idea and put it into your playing. Obviously, it's a little bit more advanced, especially something like the gallop rhythm. It's quick, but something you can start playing around with and having some fun with. And then we had our workshop that was released at the end of the month, and that was Learn to Play 5 Iron Maiden Riffs and some classic Iron Maiden riffs. Now, this is a little bit more advanced. The riffs we're looking at, Fear the Dark, Wasted Years, that should be not Wasted Years, Trooper, Run to the Hills, Number the Beast, all the tabs under here, as well as backing tracks for each of the songs as well. So as I said a minute ago, these are fast riffs. So I've put them in kind of level of difficulty. So Fear the Dark, Wasted Years aren't too bad. Trooper starts picking up now. Run to the Hills, it's got some quite tricky vibrato bending on that one. Number of the Beast is, again, just a speed. So these are quick. They're not hard, but in regard, let's rephrase that. They're simple in regard to what they contain. There's not many notes, but they're difficult in regard to the speed. So that might take a bit of practice. But when you're ready for it, it is there for you. So five awesome Iron Maiden riffs. It's the 50th anniversary of Iron Maiden this year. And that's why I thought it'd be a great little workshop to put together. Other things that released in March. So the new annual membership. So if you want to save a little bit of money, you can sign up to the annual membership at Beginner Guitar Care, which is $349, which basically gives you 3 months free. It takes the cost down to like $29 a month if you obviously average it out over the year. And to do that, you just go to my account at the top here. You go to subscriptions. And then it won't show on here because I've got like a lifetime subscription. So if you see it here, it will say change plan. You click on that, then you can change your plan to the annual if you want to do that. Save a little bit of money. Other things, we had the March Q&A. So go back to dashboard, scroll down. We have the live recording section. And we have the March Q&A there. And you can go there. I've broken the video down into all different questions that are asked. So you can just jump straight into those. But there's some good questions to check out. And finally, we did an annual survey back in February. I released a member-only podcast going through basically the results of that. So to get to the member-only podcast, you can just click on here, the member podcast, and it'll show you the most newest one. So it's probably going to be the March Q&A, yeah. So I'll show you the newest one. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, which you should have as you joined, then drop me an email and I'll subscribe you to it because it's members only. And you subscribe to it, you can then have it show up in your Apple Podcasts and you'll have all the back catalogue as well. All the podcasts there for you. But yeah, I'll go through in that episode, let's say the results of the podcast, changes I'm going to be making on the website. So things that are requested that will be coming up in the next sort of month or couple of months. One of those was the annual membership. And a couple of little bits and pieces that I've already kind of released. But yeah, they're the kind of the main things to look for. You could also go to the community section, scroll down and go to news announcements. And this will show all the things that were released and the kind of announcements for them. And you'll see here the podcast there. So you click on that. Then I've embedded the February survey results podcast. So if you're not subscribed to it, for some reason, again, drop me an email and I'll get you subscribed to it, but you can listen to that here too. And again, all the other things I've just announced are here showing you where to get those. So that goes through what was released in March on the website. Let's have a quick look at the podcast as well. So as it was Metal March, it was all about metal on the BGA podcast through March. So the first episode was The Birth of Metal, How It Began. And I go right back to kind of blues in this episode, all the way up to kind of modern day metal and all the genres and all the kind of subgenres along the way. So a really good one to check out for the history of metal music. Next one is getting started metal techniques. So I go over all kind of the metal techniques you need to know. Some of the quick tips obviously relate to that. So that's a nice one to get a bit of an overview of the technical style. Then we have Learn to Play Five Metal Riffs. Now, this is the audio taken from the workshop. So if you head over to the workshop section, you'll see as you scroll down, we have the Learn to Play Five Metal Riffs workshop. So Learn to Play Five Awesome Metal Riffs. And you've got Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath, Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth, Warped by Pantera, Trooper by Iron Maiden, and Raining Blood by Slayer. And you've got all the backing tracks there and the tab too. So a really good workshop to check out. Again, you can see obviously the video there. It's obviously in the podcast, you just hear the audio. And the last one to wrap up Metal March was getting the right gear to master the metal sound. So I go through guitars, amps and effects. I go through famous guitar players and what their rigs are. And then finish up with kind of a cheap way of getting that rig. So you're not having to spend, you know, thousands. So a decent guitar, decent amp that's not going to obviously break the bank, but will allow you to get the metal sound. So definitely check out those podcasts if you haven't already. Check out all the cool stuff that was released in March, because there was quite a lot of cool stuff released in March. But now let's move on. And now we're going to talk about what is coming this month, so in April. And the song of the month is going to be Take It Easy by the Eagles. I thought it would be a really good song to do. It's a nice strummer. The chords aren't too bad, but it has got a bit of lead guitar in there as well. So we can obviously make that a little bit more challenging by looking at the lead guitar. So obviously I'll be talking about both, breaking it down, giving the full tab for both as well. And then we have a live Q&A at the end of the month on April 27th, will be Sunday, April 27th. And 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT, and 1 p.m. PDT. So if you haven't attended a live Q&A before, it's live on Zoom. You can come along. You can just ask your questions in the chat box. And don't have to talk, don't worry, don't have the camera on, but you can come and hang out with me live. If you can't make it live, you can pre-submit your questions. I'll be sending an email a couple of days before. They'll give you a link to do that. I'll then answer them live, and the recording will go in the recording section in Beginner Guitar Academy, and the audio will go on the member only podcast as well. So there you go, guys, a couple of dates for your diary. And then just finish up like normal, just to thank you guys for being members. And if you have any question on the way, obviously let me know for Support Bubble, or I'll speak to you soon in the community.